Sessor and News, I'm Mary Rose. Russian drones have struck a Ukrainian railway station in an attack that killed one person and wounded dozens. The attack today targeted Shaska. The city is northeast of Kyiv near the Russian border. Ukraine's president is calling the attack savage. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Russian drone strike on Saturday struck a Ukrainian rail station, injuring at least 30 people. It happened in Shostka, a city northeast of Kyiv, about 43 miles from the Russian border in the Sumy region. The regional governor says in a video handout that seven of the injured are in the hospital, one with critical injuries. I'm Donna Warder.
Republican Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is responsible for the government shutdown.
Schumer once said that making huge demands on a clean CR is, quote, political idiocy. Well, guess who's committing political idiocy right now? Chuck Schumer with the Schumer shutdown. And he's doing it just to appease the left wing.
Sullivan was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. More Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
And the trend is expected to get worse. According to a Goldman Sachs report, by 2033, 55% of workers will be living paycheck to paycheck, with the number going up to 65% by 2043. People are just paying a lot more for everything. Childcare, college, housing, and renting. Those rising costs combined with major life disruptions are hitting younger workers the hardest. Overall, many have stopped their retirement contributions, borrowed from their plans, or delayed retirement. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The 2025 Atlantic hurricane season is off to a quiet start, but forecasters are warning Americans not to let their guard down just yet. This is SRN News. An avowed atheist attacks the left.
Comedian Bill Maher is well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
More anti-Semitic incidents in three parts of the nation, this time affecting Chabad organizations across the U.S. There are reports of an arson attack targeted the Chabad Center in Charlotte County, Florida. A bomb threat prompted the evacuation of the University of California, Santa Barbara Center, and an argument escalated into a stabbing at a UCLA Chabad Center in L.A. This is SRN News. Israel's army says it is preparing for the first phase of U.S. President Trump's plan to end the war in Gaza and return hostages. BBC correspondent Hugo Chaga reports from Jerusalem.
Hamas was under a lot of pressure to accept at least some points of President Trump's deal for Gaza. With its yes, but response, this is exactly what they've done. They have agreed to release all the remaining Israeli hostages, both living and dead, and that Gaza will be governed by technocrats. But the group statement doesn't mention its disarmament, which has been a major Israeli demand, or the exile of its members. In Gaza, many are expressing hope that these dramatic developments could finally pave the way for the war to end.
Today, Israel's leaders instructed the army to advance readiness for the plan. Trump ordered Israel to stop bombing Gaza after Hamas accepted some elements of his proposal. More details at srnnews.com.